large western yard, a legend about three layers of gold on the side of the Narva Castle. Modern researchers claim that the first mentioning of a settlement named Narva comes from the Danish land records used by Denmark to register its possessions in the Baltic states. The settlement was possessed by the Danish king, but later by the king's vassal, Dietrich von Kivel. The settlement was located near the river crossing on the crossroads of important trade routes, the overland route from Tallinn to Novgorod, the river route connecting the lands of Novgorod and Pskov and the European countries. Trade served as a basic source of income for the inhabitants of Narva. One of the theories suggested that the name of the settlement comes from a Vespian word, Narvaene, meaning rift or waterfall. Thus, presumably, both the river and the settlement were named after the famous waterfalls of Narva. Another theory presumes that the river got its name Narva or Nerova, as spelt by some authors, after the name of Kluges inhabiting this land. A long time ago, Herodotus mentioned a tribe of Nervi living in the north of Germany. According to the Greek historian, the Nervi could turn into wolves during a particular time of the year. Narva was called Rogodiv by the Russians until 1704, possibly after Rongotius, the Estonian god of fertility. Another theory suggests that this word is similar to the word Rugodi, which means a producer of hemp textile fibers. And truly, hemp textile fiber delivered from the Pskov area was one of the most important export branches of local trade. For protecting the trade routes between the Western Europe countries and the Rus at the end of the 13th century, a stone castle was founded by the Danes on a high rocky bank of the Narva River. A folk tale says that once upon a time, prior to erecting the castle, this place was inhabited by robbers. They raided the neighbourhood, robbed on land and sea, and hid their plundered treasures in the caves of a lofty rock. The folktale says that after numerous misfortunes, the Germans finally defeated the robbers and captured them, yet the captured robbers did not reveal how to find their uncountable treasures. Not without reason, there is a legend that Narva is built on three layers of gold. To gain a stronger foothold near Narva, the Germans built a powerful castle which laid the beginning to Vidigorshov. The Germans brought construction plates from the neighbourhood and created an artificial valley called Jochiminstall. Here they set a garden for promenades and beer drinking during large festivities. Later on, in the middle of the 13th century, the settlement turned into a city called Narva, and the castle was sold to the German Livonian Order. The order spent no less, no more than 200 years to transform the castle into a powerful fortification which served as a comfortable residence for the Brotherhood of Knights and a secure shelter for the inhabitants of the city. Also today, Narva Castle impresses with the thickness of its walls, height of the tall Herman Tower, and a variety of fortification elements of different historic periods.